gonna blame it on you, kid.
Are you recording?
Hello, Matt. Hello, Matt.
There he is.
Does anyone have, is 5 o'clock a bad start time for anyone?
No, it's perfect.
It's like 5:05 or 5:10?
I like 5 better.
You like 5 better? I like 5 better also. I want to end this mix.
Yeah, you too.
Why do you want 5:05 and 5:10?
I'm just saying that it ends up tactically when it ends up starting. No, especially with down here, it ends up like at 5 o'clock we start rounding everyone up, and then we end up coming down here, and then we set up the tape, and then it just ends up
not
ends up starting until later. So, yeah, I don't like to run overtime, but, you know, an hour is a good amount of time. So, if it's going, you like upstairs?
I like upstairs.
Does everyone else like upstairs?
I like down here.
Let's stay here, but can we try to start on 5? I mean, I'm pretty much always here by then. And I think it just makes it easy. Do you guys come late to class? Do you have something?
No, we usually finish from my dad at 5, and by the time we get here, I guess. Oh, okay. So, yeah, we'll finish a little
bit. Is it okay?
Sometimes also we run like the 5
all the time,
you know.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah, I know. It just ends up being, you know, like if you guys come practically, it's hard to start without you, you know what I mean? Okay. Then I have to come fill you in or whatever, so you know. But it's not only it wasn't only because you even started. It's just, yeah. You know. Okay. So fine. When do you guys start with you then?
Like 4-ish. Yeah. Like today I wasn't feeling well, so we started like later. Like,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so someone just fill the light in on what we just said.
Try to be on time.
We're starting at 5.
Not sure.
So you know, is it, you do this? Should I do this?
I think it's already going.
I think it's, it started, and I think we're just going to go straight.
Okay. So we have another position. Another position in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, it says, another qualification of the machlokas between Rabbi and the Chacham. It says, Kaman Azal, it's the beginning of the line Kaman Azal. I have 15 lines from the top of the base of the base. Kaman Azal had the Amar Rav, Chanan bar Rabba Amar Rav. Machlokas, the Shein Machlokas, the El Rosh Rubo, the Rosh Rubo, the Shulchana. Machlokas, the Yusuf, the Rosh Rubo, the Shulchana. I feel my own mess around, my Shein. Okay. So, Ne'er Rav Chanan, basically Rav. The Rechana Barab Amarab says that the whole Machlokas is only talking about a very, very specific sukkah. Namely, a sukkah which is exactly 7 tzach by 7 tzach. Okay, that's the minimum share sukkah. But any sukkah which is any bigger than that is basically, it can be as high as you want, and no one's going to hold this possible. Okay? The only psil is by a tiny sukkah. Okay? That's what he says. So, Gemara wants to know, who is this according to? Which of these, Amarayim, Rava, or Zera, which reason for the soul of about 20, is this going to work out for? So the Gemara says, come on, Volkichai. It's like, no. It's like, none of them. Rashi. So first Rashi says, how do you say Machlok Shein roughly?
Yeah, what is the Machlok
Shein roughly? It doesn't hold, but it only holds Kedir Shavuruva. Machlok is only by Sukkah, which only holds Rosh Shavuruva. 7x7. 7x7. That's the way the Shia is 7x7.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to that.
7x7.
Why? 7x7. Square.
Basically. So what about
Arba
Arba? What's that?
We don't hold by Arba Arba. We hold the Shia, the minimum Shia Sukkah is 7x7. Arba Arba is the previous sheet that said that. Rahuna said that the Machlok is only by Arba and Arba and below. But anything above, there's no Machlok. This is saying it's even smaller. The Machlok is only by 7x7. We hold the minimum shiur sukkah 7x7. 7x7. It fits Rosh Rubu Shachan. Okay. So the one with Simon says this isn't according to anybody. Oh, the Rashi. So Rashi didn't tell my Kash is Rav the Rav. Royan of Aliba the Rav. What does that mean?
They're all Amar somebody Amar Rav.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're all Amar Hun Amar Rav, Amar Yoshi Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Rav Chanan Barav Amar Rav, right? So he's saying, so all right, what do we? What do Rav hold? Let's say it's Machlokas Amarav. Machlokas Amarav, but then what Rav held? Okay, so it wasn't clear. Rav definitely is qualifying the Mishnah in some way or other, but the question is, how is he qualifying the Mishnah? Okay, so that's Machlokas
Amarav. Actually, one guy thought he said this, one guy thought he said this.
I don't know why.
Or is it that he said something, and now they're trying to figure out, according to what he said, what would he hold?
I don't know. I mean, how did it evolve? How did Machlokas evolve? I don't know.
Listen, how are you reading this, Rob? That there's a Machlok about what Rob said?
Yeah. Because
why, I'm a right
name
here?
Because they're all
from Amarav. Yeah, I'm not going to say. Said, Amar Yoshi Amarav qualified by Daphna Fagil Sashrach. Ravuna qualified Amarav in the name of Rav said. Now they're both saying in the name of Rav, and they're saying three different opinions all in the name of Rav. So what did Rav hold? He's saying that it's Machlokes Amaroim about what Rav held. That's what that Lashon means. Amaroim inu v'ali b'drav. It's Machlokes Amaroim according to Rav. What's the halacha according to Rav? Okay. Okay.
Is that different than normal?
No, that's what I know. Okay. No, I mean, it's a common type of thing, this type of thing. I mean, it happens. Sometimes you have a machlokes intrinsically, misara, what the thing is, sometimes you have a machlokes, how to interpret what someone else said. So there's a machlokes, how to interpret what Rav said. Maras have this. I mean, it's not the first time that happened. Yeah, I mean, I guess they didn't know. I don't know. Somehow they didn't know. They knew he said something, but apparently it was unclear what his problem. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was. You came, I don't know, it's like any machlokes, I don't know, I'm not sure how exactly it
came. Weren't, how much they're up
with. Yeah, something like that. So then the Gemara says, Kiman de lo kichad, Rashi. Kiman de lo kichad. Says, Mehanach de la'el, the Mephashi time of the Esther Ramos.
Well, the Vezabach says that you should, I think he says you should read out Rosh Baruch first. Hey, we only get into that because Finachemi started doing it, and I didn't know why.
Kiman de lo, Hadibur Hamaskil in Dibur Hamaskil Rosh Aruba. Ha, what's Hey Dalal Alam?
Hey, what do you mean?
What do I mean? I don't know. I mean, what does it mean when it says Hey Dalal Alam? Hadavar Amor? Maybe Hadibur Amor in Dibur Hamaskil Rosh Aruba? Maybe you read them together as one thing?
Well,
it means before? How do you know it means before? Who said it means
well,
before?
Well, I would say that it means before because Rosh Ruba was before Kiman de lo.
Based on what Rashi says in Rosh Ruba, that it's not the Rosh Ruba later on. It's this Rosh Ruba.
Yeah.
So therefore, this one has to go with...
Okay, let's not worry about this so much, okay? Kiman de lo kichad. Yeah, Kimanach de alayel, the Mefarshi time at the Esra Mama. So it's not like any of the Amarim which we had above, which explain the reason for Esra Mama. Dimisha Mishlat Eina... If you're going to say it's because of not being able to see the Sach, the Shir Yosemite the Rosh Aruba Shulchan, La Shalta, certainly, you can tell me the only Sach that I can't see the Sach is in a 7x7 circle, but if it's, let's say, 2 Amos by 2 Amos, all of a sudden now I could see 30 feet in the air. That can't be. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's way more than Rosh Aruba you could.
Way more. But the Shir, he's saying the only case of Machlokes is by 7 Tachon by 7 Tachon. So he's saying that's the only case of Machlokes. So anything more than that is fine. So why is it fine? If you tell me the reason is because I can't see up, so then that shouldn't be the case. The Machlokes should be by something up until way up, way more. I don't know, whatever.
So then you're saying he's understanding the Gemara to mean, even just a little more than Rosh.
That's what he means. That's what he's saying.
Well, yeah. I'm saying, but still, we have the question of, what do you mean? If it's more than dollar, then maybe you could see it. That's what we said before, so that made sense.
Yeah, so the same thing here. No?
Okay.
Port the same argument, port the here, because it's saying the Shir is saying the only argument is Einol Zion. That's what the Gemara says. The only argument is Einol Zion. Okay. So therefore, it can't be Rabba. Then he says V'tzel Nami Leka. What are you going to tell me? Let's again take your sukkah, which is 2x2 and 20 amos tall. Right? Let's say that 2x2 and 25 amos tall. So it's saying according to this position, Rav Hanan whatever, that would be kosher according to everybody, right? Yeah, but there's not going to be tzel in that sukkah. Right? 7x7 and 25 on the side isn't looking at me. We said 4x4 and 20 is the shear in sale. So 2x2 and 20 on the side isn't going to be 25 on the side, 30 on the side is not going to be sale either. That's what we said down in the previous Gemara. So the proper shear for sale is 4x4 and not 7 tachem and 7 tachem. So if you want your idea is sale, then the thing is going to be by 7 tachem. Right?
Yep.
And and if you have a sukkah which is 7 tachem by 7 tachem, or I'm sorry, which is 2 amos by 2 amos, or more than 7 tachem by 7 tachem, 2 amos by 2 amos, then is 20 amos high, then it's certainly going to be keva. So you can see the only time it's going to be keva is when it's small, when it's 7 by 7. On the contrary, the bigger you get, the more keva it's going to have to be. So therefore, that doesn't make sense to qualify to say it only by 7 by 7 if your idea is keva. Right?
What does that literally mean?
Nami bias? It also has to be keva. It also demands kvias.
If it's 7x7.
Yeah, if you tell me it's 7x7 and 20 demands keva, then 8x20, no, more than that's also going to demand keva. Mm-hmm. Right? So none of the reasons which a Gemara has explain the reason for the psul of above 20 is going to work out with this qualification, with limiting the machloka specifically to sukkah zayin of zayin. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what I should explain. It just doesn't work out. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so Rosh of Ruba, you want to read that Rashi? Is that what you guys are suggesting?
Yes.
The Bach means?
Yeah.
Rosh of Ruba. Del Sudasim Haseva. The way of their meals were leaning. Haisa. Haisa al Mitos. They leaned on the beds. The Subim. Hatzad Smolam. And they'd lean. And on their left, on the left side, Ein Ochlin Zekufim, the Yoshin Kamara. They wouldn't eat standing, like leaning up, sitting up, and sitting like we do. Lefika Chutzach Loma Rosh Ruva. Therefore, has to say your Rosh, your head, and your Ruva of your body. Lafuka Katana, she Rosh on Nichnaspo v'Shulchano v'Lo v'Shulchano v'Lo Ruva. What it means, it needs Rosh of Ruva v'Shulchano. Means it needs your head and your body and your table, as opposed to, for instance, a table which could fit your sukkah, which could fit your head and the table. For instance, if you're sitting straight up, you could fit your head, which is, I guess, your area, and your table, but it won't fit rubo, because it won't fit you. If you want to lay down, you're not going to fit in there. The thing that's possible. The rosh of rubo v'loshuchana, where if you have a sukkah which will fit your head and your body leaning over, but it won't fit this to the table. The thing, the shear, is a zayin al-zayin, is a shear which could fit both rosh of rubo v'loshuchana. Okay? Rosh of rubo v'loshuchana. So that's the shear. Okay, that's a minimal shear sukkah. Okay. Fine. So the problem is, I mean, at this point, so the Gemara, I mean, what Rashi doesn't explain to you, so what's the logic for this question? Right? I mean, he's saying it's not like any of our reasons. Any of our explanations for the reason for the psul of above 20 don't work out with this qualification. So now where does that leave us? So are we supposed to understand it in some way? Or, you know, we just don't have any, we don't even know what to think about. We're going to make up a reason? That's what Tosfos comes in. Yeah. Right? I mean, the Gemara just, like, leaves it hanging.
Yeah.
You know? So Tosfos comes in and provides it. He says, come on, look, what? He did Rav Chanan Bar Taima, Tzricha Rav Tzricha Taima. He needs a reason. He can't just, so what is his reason? I mean, Rava, Rava, Ruzira had solid reasons. But he can't just, so well, what? He doesn't have any understanding of the Mishnah? The Yish Mefarshim Yishum Mahave Le Lul Shel Tana Golem. Some say that it becomes like a, a coop, like a rooster, a chicken coop. Kivum de gaviha de katina kuli hai. Since it's high and small, it's so high and small, it becomes a chicken coop. Aval nachtek is tzai mechtei rosho. If it holds more than your head, it must be rosho ruba. It is more than this shear of zayin al zayin. Nafka mechal lo shultana golem. Agree, sukkah. Then it goes out of being defined as the Lul Shulchan Golem, and it's a sukkah. So once it's more than Rosh Rul Shulchan, let's say it's 2 amos by 2 amos, now it's not a sukkah anymore, but now it's a sukkah. Alright?
So what would be the problem with the Lul Shulchan Golem?
What would be the problem with the Lul Shulchan Golem? Well, on the surface, what would be the problem with the Lul Shulchan Golem?
Apparently, do you have a shame with them?
Yes, apparently he's saying it's not a sukkah. I mean, he's saying it's, he says it's not a sukkah, because he says when it's bigger than that, it's not a Lul Shulchan Golem. It goes out of being also like on the Chris to be called a sukkah. So you think it's just not a sukkah, right?
I mean, that's the fact. I mean, I guess that's a factual thing. That's the construction of the wolf trying to go.
Well, I mean, the question is, I mean, somewhat it's a factual thing. But the only thing is that if it's so factual, then it would be impossible for a reviewer to argue, because if a reviewer to argue, it's a question of whether the staff we function for sale or keva,
right,
or seeing it. Those are accidental questions.
Right.
So obviously, everyone has to agree that you have to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. So if you tell me it's a little shtana golem, then you have to review it a possible kosher. If you tell me it's a factual thing.
I'm saying it's a factual thing that this construction has a shame, little shtana golem. Is that everybody would agree to that? But they argue whether or not sukkah and little shtana golem can coexist. Something.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be an argument about the architecture,
right,
of little shtana golems.
Isn't their argument kind of phrased wrong?
Phrase wrong.
If there's absolutely only one case that this exists, then just say Lul Shulchan Agol. And Chachamim will say Mother, Asher,
No, but the way it is, it's way above 20. So it's above 20.
Well, no, I'm saying that could be brought down what a Lul Shulchan Agol is, maybe Masara. Lulishotanagol is Mesir. So what is Lulishotanagol? It's this small structure that is very tall.
Do you mean if you were writing the Mishnah, you would have written it differently? That's your question?
Well, yeah. No, there's only one case. It's not like any given sukkah that's 20 amos high, or any given sukkah in this particular case is 20 amos high. It's this specific sukkah. One case.
Okay, so where do you want to go with that? This is a good question. Your question is, why did Rabbi Yonasi, according to Rav, why did Rabbi Yonasi write the Mishnah in this way? He should have written it another way. Okay, fine. Right, that's your question?
Pretty much.
I don't know. Apparently he had a reason. I'm just gonna say, like, you know what I mean? Like, the question is, what's that, where are you going to go with that question? You know what I mean? Like, that question is not going to help you understand Svara for Rosh Chana Golan. It doesn't seem, you know what I mean? Unless you have a way to help that, you know. But apparently, I mean, I don't know. We don't know exactly how all the factors are involved in writing Shmaya. I guess it's, I don't know why. Maybe it's memory. It's easier. I don't know. There are a lot of factors that are involved. I mean, it's a good curious question. I'm just saying, like, I don't think you're going to understand the swing based upon that answer the question. You know what I mean? The only thing it's not something to ask, but I just don't know how you get it. I don't know. There's a lot of factors involved in Shmaya.
At worst, you just say inachinami, and we decided that it makes sense to fit it in. I mean, you know.
Yeah, look, it's rough. Yeah, exactly. The Lashon, a lot of things you could say in Lashon. Why did it? I don't know why it did. So the question is, our question should be, what's the Svara? Not so much of questioning the fact. I mean, this is what he's saying this is the Mishnah means. Now, apparently, he wasn't bothered by that problem. Well, I wasn't. I don't know why he wasn't bothered, but that didn't bother him. So he must have had an answer. I mean, but that kind of answer is not understanding the concept about him. That's just looking understanding how he worked in shop. But we'll trust him for now that he knew how to read. You know, that he knew how to read the Mishnah somehow. He had some way to justify that. But for us, it would be nice to understand the idea, though. You know, conceptually, how's he understanding Machlokas based upon this qualification? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's important that idea and asking questions. I think that's the question is what's his idea? And that's what I mean, it's a curious question. I think it's a bad question. That's what what's his name was asking, that type of question. Tosh Bates, we were talking about yesterday, was dealing with that kind of question. Like, well, you know, he tried to give an answer for that kind of question. So to say, because that's the standard. Standard is 4x4. You know, I mean, he was dealing with that. But I just don't, you know, I don't see how.
Like the most important question.
Yeah, unless you could somehow have a direction with that. If that's going to help you understand, I don't think it's impossible that kind of question could help you. But in general, I don't think it does. I mean, maybe, I don't think it can ever be used in some sort of sense, but I think the more important question, the more primary question we should ask is, what's the idea? Or why this, what's this idea that it becomes a little ton of gold, and why is it possible? And if you're going to tell me, again, Rabbi Yehuda, you could say Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with halacha that you need to fail. You can say he disagrees with the halacha that you have to see the sukkah of money the Dor Seichem. And you can say he argues with the idea of Kevah and Aroi. But he can't say you don't have to send the sukkah. You tell me it's not a sukkah, it's not a sukkah.
You're saying it's considered like a chicken coop. It's not even considered.
That's my question. Is it considered a chicken coop? Is it considered a sukkah? I mean, what's the machlokas? I mean, obviously that's where the machlokas is going
to
lie.
Don't we have to answer also why he uses Rosh Hashanah as opposed to, let's say, Zion Sukkim? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why did you use that measurement?
Well, that's the shear in Zion Alzheimer. We're gonna get to it a little later. That shear. Here he's just bringing in Agavorcha.
No, he's just saying that's the size.
That's the minimum size. It's like the shear of Zion Alzheimer is because of Rosh Hashanah. So he's identifying it based upon that. Oh, you mean why didn't he just say Zion Alzheimer? I mean, sometimes it says that. I mean. Yeah, I hear you say. We want to just say it's like a Zion of Zion. Why does he have to tell you history?
I wonder if that
has something to do with it.
The smart, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it does. Maybe it does. It could be. I mean, again, that kind of question. If you have an answer, then it's good, you know. But I mean, again, that's a Lashon question. I mean, you could say he could identify this like a by Zion of Zion, or he could identify it in a way which is just as brief and it shows you the idea behind Zion of Zion. So what the heck, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you have a story that will explain it and we'll go along with that, then, you know, that would be nice. Yeah, you know? But it's not a problem, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a problem. Because, again, the last one is what to know about or something like that, you know what I mean? So the question is, what's the machlokas, right? And that's the problem. What's the machlokas? So you want to have a story of the machlokas?
Machlokas, what, between Rav and
Chacham? No. Within Rahab, right,
right, right, right. Basically, in explaining what the psul is.
What the psul is, and then...
Basically, the psul of Lul Shel Tanagon is that he's holding Rahab saying that the halacha is that it has to be mukhrach in the structure of the sukkah itself, right?
Mukhrach?
Yeah, mukhrach in the structure itself, that it's basically a makom dira. Right? So now, if you build it in such a way that it looks like an aviary or whatever, a lul shel hanagon, right? So then there's a confusion now. Now, if someone looks at it, it doesn't really sound mochav that it's made for a dira, right? So he's saying that it has to be in the structure itself, the dimensions of the structure itself have to be evident in it that it's a makom dira.
But why is it not evident?
It's just so because it has the dimensions that are similar to a lul shel hanagon.
Okay.
Now a person looks at it and it could easily be confused with a place that's made for hanagon. But apparently, I mean, I don't know on a positive sense what Rebbe Huda is going to hold, but he seems to hold that there's no such halacha. It doesn't have to be, have to enable dira obviously for the gavra, but it doesn't have to. There's no halacha that the structure itself has to. Be happy to look at the structure.
Right.
Yeah, just to add on at the end, like, just at the very end, maybe it's, functionally it has to operate as a makom dira, but the structure is like a shul doesn't have that. I think that's what you were saying. So. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, according to this way, it's really a chiddush to say that, I mean, the chachamim are really, who's going to hold everyone else? Obviously, everyone holds they have to be enabled dira, but it's no. I can see it just doesn't hold.
Okay. Yeah. Someone else, but I want you to read Tosfos this carefully. Tell me if you think that's what he's saying.
Clearly, you think not.
I don't know. I'm just saying, read Tosfos carefully. Tell me what. Maybe not. Did you guys have something? Were you going to say something?
I was sort of like thinking it was sort of kind of a question that Last name asked, how can you just bring up this answer if it's not listed in the Gemara, you know? I mean, in the Mishnah.
Right, it's supposed to bring it in.
Anyway. Right, well, how can Tosfos just come up with an answer that, okay, this is the answer, you know?
It's very clever. Somebody has to.
I know, but I. So
no, here's my question. See, he doesn't even say he's making it up, he's pinning it on someone else. No, but I guess the idea is, you have something, more than explain it, but I mean, you can't just, it must have been a swara, you can just,
I understand if, like, the Gemara didn't list a reason, but they gave these three reasons, these are the three reasons, and he didn't say anywhere about his chicken coop, and he just said,
you're going to have to say something.
It's really on the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara actually give a reason?
Yeah, but the Gemara clearly says it's not any of these three reasons, so now it must be there's some other reason. Right, I mean, there has to be some other reason. Apparently, it's a good question. Why didn't the Gemara do it? But there must be a reason. It's Tzorach Taima. Tzorach Taima. It can't be. There's no reason. There must be a spark.
So you're positive that who is it? Rukhuna?
Yeah.
You're positive he read the Mishnah. Because I think maybe he's telling me the Mishnah.
He's qualifying the Mishnah. He's saying that the Mishnah is only talking about. Yeah, what do you think the
Russian? What? I think it's Russia. Russia. Huh? Wrote, not going to be called Lul Shel Hanagon, like Kriyas.
Kriyas.
Yeah, like automatically, if it's not in that thing, so it's like automatically has like the chance to get finished.
But Kriyas, so what does that imply?
Right, but it's relative to
something. Really, it's not a looking at it, we can call it that.
What happens if it's above, if it's this dimension? Is it just that it's not, if it's 4x4 and 20, 7x7 and 20? That doesn't seem like he's saying that it's not muchach. It seems like he's saying, it's not called a sukkah. It's only when it gets bigger than that it could become called a sukkah, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying that, I mean, maybe it's just a matter of wording, but I'm saying what you were saying is, it's a sukkah, but there's like a new positive halacha. For some reason, it has to be muchach that it's a sukkah, like a superadded kind of halacha.
That's part of the definition.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Simply not a sukkah, but it's not muchach.
Well, that's a different thing.
Let's just take it one more step and say, when I say it has to be, I mean that it's not a sukkah unless it has this qualification.
Well, if it's not.
It's not like a separate thing. Part of the definition of a sukkah is that it's mukhaf in the structure, that it's omed l'gira.
Yes.
So if you can confuse it with a lul shel hanagon, it simply doesn't have a shame sukkah.
It has to be structurally reflective of the dira.
Well, isn't that a funny way to define a structure? I mean, a structure is it's defined based upon. Its definition is that it has to be muchach, and otherwise it's not that definition.
It is a little
why should, I mean, if a house is a house, I mean, like, why... I mean, you could say that, but that's a funny way for something to be defined. It's only defined as the thing which it is if the person who looks at it is going to be able to know that that's what it is. I mean, and if a guy's going to think that it's something else, then it's not the item. I mean, so he thinks it, so that's his problem. It's his look-up. You know what I mean? If you say that's why muchach is like a separate halacha. You know, it is a sukkah. But besides there being a sukkah, if for some reason it has to be muchach that it's a sukkah. So then you can say, I don't know why, but you can say for some reason it has to be muchach. But you're going to say that muchach is part of what makes it a thing? I mean, if it's an object whose existence is as a nashel piersum, for instance, you'll say it's not nashel piersum if it's not muchach, you know? But if a sukkah isn't a davar piersum, a sukkah is a sukkah. I mean, it's a sukkah of zemakom dira. Zemakom dira is zemakom dira. So, because it's not muchach, therefore it's not a sukkah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought you were saying muchach is an external thing. Muchach is external, but then my question is, I don't think that's supposed to be the thing. If you want to make an internal thing, then I think it's a hard, you know, you have to defend why it should be that way.
Maybe I'll trade evident with that it has to be it has to be like basically if it has like similar accidents as like a ghoul shell kind of going, right? So apparently that makes it in the category of
I think
that's
it's more
what makes the ghoul shell kind of going is these particular dimensions.
Okay.
A certain, you know, this way and then that kind of a height.
I think it's more that
so
he's
saying
it has to be
categorically removed from that type of a structure. It's not that when it's more than Rosh Hashanah, then, you know, above 20 times season, then, oh, that's for sure, Makom Dira. But it's just that it's the other way. I guess I was just using the way a person would perceive it as a way of saying what the essence of the thing is. I'm just saying that it's the fact that someone would perceive it that way means that it's in the category of a little fell kind of going. It has to be removed from that in order to get the shooting coming.
Okay, another side.
The other side saying
it can house both of those titles. It can be both a Lulul Shulchan Aruch and a Seder.
Simultaneously?
Yeah.
That's right.
It is.
The thing is, its positive definition as a sukkah doesn't come about through like the removal of another out of another category. Not like
comes out of usage.
Well, it's not saying it comes about as a removal, but you're saying there isn't the argument that it's not a sukkah to Lulul Shulchan Aruch. I mean, how's he going to count for that, you know? Good idea.
Fine. You have a valid point.
Fine. Maybe we should be thinking about it.
I'm set in time. You made me realize that. The only one that's helped off me is thinking about it. Right. No, we're back at the beginning. Soda, your soda.
I mean, we can't reject our emotions onto reality, the SR argument. Ellie, come on. What's going on here? What are you
doing here? And he doesn't really say, I mean, he says, Havilei Lul Shel Tana Golan. Like,
right.
It is a Lul Shel Tana Golan.
That is
exactly. Be a Kina Kulia.
Who cares?
Like, those dimensions define something as a Lul Shel Tana Golan.
Yeah. I mean, are there a lot of different structures in existence that aren't?
Yeah, but you have to sit inside the book and not know what's going on.
Okay, so why do we think about Lul Shel Tana Golan? Aren't there other kinds of structures that you can't become, that would remove from the category of sukkah? Like, what's so special about Lul Shel Tana Golan?
Nothing. It's just what it is. I mean, a sukkah is a makom dira. If you have a thing with four walls and a roof, it's hot. It's a makom dira. That's what it is. Now, so whatever dimensions, it could be big, it could be small, that's just what a building is, a makom dira. Now, if you make it, it happens to be there's one particular dimension which you make it, and now it won't become a person house, it'll be a chicken house. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, the dimensions are such that apparently it's more conducive to chickens than to people. So therefore, because of its dimensions, that's what it is. It's not a house anymore, it's a coop. That's to say, you have to define the object.
Even though a person could live in there.
Yeah, you could do a lot of things. You could live in a chicken coop, but it doesn't make it a house.
Right.
Chicken
coop. But it's interesting because it's not the guy is going to sleep. Let's say a guy would have a sukkah that's like Zion O'Zion and above like 20. Like, he's sleeping in this sukkah, it's clear he's eating in this sukkah. It's not a little Shulchan Aruch.
It's not.
Okay, it looks like one that,
true.
You know what I mean? Like, he seems to be saying, like, a Kiddush that it has to be removed from the category of little Shulchan Aruch, like, even in, like, dimensions. Because functionally, it's not a Lul Shulchan Agon, because the guy's going to sleep in this.
I guess, but I mean, you can say that about anything. I mean, if I use something in some sort of crazy way, like if I use, I use this thing as a baseball bat, it doesn't make it into a baseball bat, you know?
But it's also a little bit of a stretch to say that that's what the essence of a Lul Shulchan Agon is, these dimensions. I mean, you have a lot of things that share similar dimensions and are two totally different things. I mean, you could have a warehouse that is the same dimensions as this yeshiva, but this is a yeshiva, and the warehouse is a warehouse.
I guess, but I mean, I don't think it's accidental. I mean, I think he's saying that a person doesn't normally live in that kind of, I mean, that's design, the design of Lul Shulchan Agon. The chickens are pretty small, they don't need much space, and you want to pile them up as high as they could because they can fly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are reasons for that, for the fact that that's the way they design Lul Shulchan Agon. They don't need a big inside, they're skinny. They could fly up to the top, so it's a tall thing, it's perfect for their thing, and that's the way they make chicken coops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they store, they stack them that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a reason why that chicken coop is made that way. A person who's not 20 amos tall and happens to be, he lays down horizontally, he can't fly, so it's true, he could live in this place, but it is a funny type of a makam dila. That's not the way a person normally lives. So if a person asks of you, if I show you this thing and I say, what is this? Define it. I you want to use it in whatever way. You can use it the rest, you can't use it in this way. You could use you could store chickens in a mansion, but it doesn't make it a toucher. You know, it's misuse.
Right.
So to define the object doesn't just mean I have to, in something which I relate to as a sukkah, I have to sit for 7 days.
Right.
I have to sit in a sukkah. So a sukkah is kind of an object.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're basically saying the psula is a little shelf and a goal.
Yes.
Not a sukkah. Right. I mean, it happens to be that with these types of materials, it's very similar to a Lul Shulchan Agon. So, you know, if you would have it to be specific dimensions, it would definitely be a Lul Shulchan Agon. So once you have it more than that, then it's automatic to Mimela.
I don't understand what difference that makes if you're saying that the Sukkah is Rosh HaBeruah of a Shulchanah. If my head, the majority of my body, and my table can fit in this structure, it's a Sukkah. Which is effectively defined at 7x7.
That's the minimal shear for it.
But now you're saying that that's not the minimal shear anymore? Because if it's 20 amos high, all of a sudden that minimal shear is destroyed?
No.
No, you always need at least that. But if you have more than 20, then it's not good.
There's a super important. It's not a sukkah anymore. I mean, the minimal shear for lul is 4 tefachim. But if it's a baseball bat, it's not a sukkah. Maybe 4 tefachim, but the shear doesn't make it into the item. The shear is assuming it's a sukkah, then the minimal shear of it has to be 7x7. But if it's a lul shulchan agon, then I don't care if it's a minimal shear, it's just not a sukkah anymore. Lul shulchan agon, so the shear isn't going to help me. It becomes something other. I mean, it's a good argument. In fact, it could be something that's why maybe he doesn't even have to say the reason. Because if it's a reason, it means that it's a sukkah. So why should it be possible? It's a sukkah. If it's a, you know, why should it possibly be possible? But if you say because it's not a sukkah, that's just not a sukkah. That's what the shear is.
Such a good reason why the other street.
How can you say? How can you say it's not a sukkah? I understand that argument.
And it's not a sukkah. A sukkah means a certain definition of an item, and this is not it.
So you're saying if it were a cardboard box, which happens to be the proper share of a sukkah, that since it's a cardboard box, it's totally no good.
Though. Yeah, I don't know how you can define items, but this is a structure. Right? Within structures, you have houses.
So you're saying
it's
halakhically defined as a Lul Shulchan Agon, and you can't partake of the definition of sukkah as the Lul Shulchan Agon?
Yeah, apparently not. What's its identity? It has to have an identity. So its identity is Lul Shulchan Agon. Cardboard box, if it's set up in a way with snach on it, whatever, then it's a sukkah. I mean, I don't know. It's a cardboard box. Yeah, I don't know what it is. There's such a thing. It's not a structure. I mean, structure, the chicken coop is a kind of a structure. There are two kinds of structures. There are chickens, there's animal houses, and there are people houses. And this is a chicken coop. You want to live in it, so you're living in a chicken coop.
Over, but,
The person would have seen the doghouse. You're going to say that's his house? Because he said he's living in a doghouse. It doesn't become a house because the person starts to live in it.
It's a
shelter?
It's a
doghouse.
You're not going to change the natural house.
But
I think the Rosh Hashanah would say that, no, if it doesn't have, as long as it's royal gira, then it's fine. That's all you need. It doesn't have to be a makom gira, it just has to be royal gira. But the Chum go further and say, no, the place you're supposed to be sleeping has to be actually a makom gira.
Fitting for there.
You don't need to suck according to them.
And the whole problem, in other words, it all stems from the fact that a welcome can't actually change. You know, either a welcome here or a judge.
The lady has a question.
Sure. Maybe.
Oh, this is your question from the board. So then you don't really need to suck according to them. So you're saying that it is, if it's a certain dimension, what Tosin is saying, it is a little sultana golem. So you're basically saying that for a unit, you can have a little sultana golem.
Yeah, as long as it's royal gear. Exactly.
So you don't need a sukkah. You don't need a sukkah.
There's no halakha sukkah.
There's no halakha that's sleeping a sukkah.
I would say that it has to be a place that's royal gear.
That's it. There's no real halakha sukkah. There's just a place where you can sleep. Just leave your house and go to another place.
I think we could expand upon what Max is saying, though. Like, sure. If maybe it's more that the machlokus is because Lulz HaTanagol, whether you like it or not, as Rabbi Peter was sort of hinting at, is a dira. It's just not a dira for a man. It's a dira for animals. So maybe what the someone would say is that that's a type of disaster. You can't call this your gira if it's a gira that's royal animals. So it has to be more so than a gira that's for animals.
Is that a reality, gira for animals?
What?
I don't think that's a
then what's a little sultana call?
At least for animals. I don't think they're so different.
But that's not their deer. They don't live there.
I don't think deer, the word deer applies to
animals. Fine, so I won't use the word deer. That's semantic.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not semantic because there is a certain category of deer applies to
semantic.
No, the category of deer is significant, but the word being...
What's the other side? Okay,
whatever.
And then the other side is, Rabbi Yehuda would say that what you need is to have a deer. There's no problem with it being... a dira that's roi to animals versus a dira that's roi to man. If it's a dira and you're living in it, then, you know, the dira is defined by whatever's living in it. It's true that this is usually the form of a dira for animals, but are you living in it, it's a dira, and you partake of that dira and created a dira for man.
So let's say you go lie among some rocks.
Is it really intrinsically a dira for man either?
You go lie among some rocks.
You're leaving your own dira.
What are you doing?
If you live amongst it like the snakes?
Yeah, well, however the snakes live. The snakes live in a grid with all these rocks around them. So you live with all these rocks around you. You're in a dira.
Also over them.
What?
Also over them.
Okay, please don't... nipping at my example.
No, I'm just saying, then, yes, you could argue that that's the proper dira. I mean, look, is it not a way in which a particular life form finds a way of surviving in the elements?
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is I don't think there's an idea of dira by animals. Animals live. I don't think there's an idea of being sheltered in any way.
I disagree.
Okay.
It's totally semantic, I think.
Maybe answer Levy's question. Could you say that maybe the Chumim, of course, they made a certain requirement. They had to establish what a mokum deer is. I mean, they had to establish what it's something that's royal deer. But the thing doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to have a shame of a mokum deer in terms of in the human framework. But of course, they have to make requirements for what would be considered royal deer. But also, you know, everyone who has total path, you know.
Why? What is the guy really doing? It's just those cannons. If you just go out and test it out, you take a sleeping bag, walk down, and see if it works.
Well, they have to make requirements to see if it's, standard requirements.
Yeah, fine. Rosh Haruba. Who cares
about height? Like, it has to be royal gear. It's just... No, it doesn't have to... The Malcolm doesn't have to be a fuck-up gear. I'm not the greatest Sparta that has ever been... whatever said. Sure.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, one thing I think, I mean, it's not the idea. I just think it's an interesting way of looking at it. I'm not sure exactly how to define it yet, but so something that's interesting is that for instance, you, let's say you have a place which is less than 7x7, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that, so to speak, doesn't have what it takes to be a sukkah. Right? Mm-hmm. A sukkah is a makom for dira. I mean, that's clearly that's the point of sukkah, it's for dira. So if you have something which is less than that, it doesn't have what it takes to be a makom dira. It doesn't have the properties which is necessary for a makom of a sukkah, for a sukkah. It doesn't have the properties. Now, once it's 7x7, it does have those properties. Okay? But it, so to speak, has embodies other properties more so than these properties, such that if a person would have to define the thing, and I am asked to have one definition, therefore its identity will be Lo Satan Agola.
You're saying it's the properties of your...
Kira, yeah, a person could live there. Who cares how tall it is? Does tall affect the way I sleep in there? I sleep on the floor. I don't sleep in the sky.
Right.
So what's the difference? Does it affect... There's no reason, or in terms of the properties that a sukkah must have,
right.
It's not affected in any way because it happens to be very tall. It's just that by making it very tall, it has properties which are so well suited to a chicken coop that it assumes that if a person was forced to define the object, even though a person normally defines things in man's realm, you know, and man is primary, but now it is so well suited for the other purpose that if man had to define it, to give it a status, an identity, and again, it's something you can't have a double identity. What's the identity of it? Man will identify it as being a chicken coop. Right? But it's, you can't say, it doesn't, so to speak, lack the requirements of a sukkah. You know, in terms of what it takes for a sukkah, you know, there's definitely requirements. A sukkah has to have certain properties. But I'm going towards the svara now. But the question is does sukkah have to be like a definition of a makom? That's its identity? Or so to speak, is sukkah like it's a certain description. There's a certain properties of a sukkah. A sukkah means a makom which has certain types of properties. It's an enclosed place which has properties which make it right for the earth. Okay? It's a descriptive type of thing. It's a certain characteristic. But it doesn't have to be... A sukkah doesn't have to be like a definitional idea. Sukkah means a place which is descriptively, which is really for the Earth. That's some description of the idea of a sukkah.
What was the first?
I said, no, a sukkah has to be a definition. It's a type of a makom. It's an identity. And a sukkah means something whose identity is, there's identities of places. It's not just means a place which is fits certain description of a character, which is able to do certain activities in there. But it's a definition. Items have objects, places, structures have a definition. And this object has a definition of a sukkah. Well, it's a sukkah description. Sukkah means a place which a person could sleep in. That's a sukkah. It's not a status, an identity of an object.
What's the definition of a sukkah? When you said it has to have a definition of a sukkah, is that what you said?
Yeah. Identity. The identity is a sukkah.
What kind of identity is that? Wouldn't it be like a makom dira?
It may be whatever. You call it makom dira. Makom dira is Adam. That's what sukkah is.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. My point is that that's the definition. Whatever the definition is, it's not a little bit of most tongues have a different definition. So, I mean, whatever it is. Well, the word sukkah. Man has an idea of the entity of a sukkah. Every item has a definition. So you define an object by it has a definition. So the definition of this thing you have to say, what is it? So most your average sukkah, you say, is a hut. It's a makom dira sadam. Yeah, you have the dimension of Lo Satan Agola, even though it has what it takes that would make it a hut. It doesn't lack the properties which are properties of hut. But since it has other properties as well, therefore when man is forced to identify it, to give it a definition, what is this thing, he's going to say Lo Satan Agola. That's what he's going to say. But you could argue that it doesn't have to be that is its identity. A sukkah means a place which fits a certain description. There are certain parameters which it doesn't mean a man in his, if he's is defining in his categories, what categories are going to fit into. It doesn't have to be, Aristotle wouldn't necessarily call it a sukkah, but it doesn't matter. A sukkah means a place which is appropriate for a deer or adam. It's a description. Descriptively you call it, it's not. It's just that if you had to give it a definition, it's since something could if part could, it has to have one definition, it ends up getting a different shame.
It seems like you're saying that Zion by Zion is a definition. Isn't that only a shear?
Sukkah is a definition.
I mean, we've just been saying this time that Cha is the definition of Sukkah. So it would seem that my first inclination, whenever I see a structure of any size with Cha on top of it, I'm going to guess Sukkah. And then I'm going to see if it fulfills the requirements of being a Sukkah.
But, yeah, not if it's like a chicken coop. If you see that, you're going to say it's a chicken coop. If it's dimensional chicken coop, you're going to identify the thing. If you ask Aristotle to say, what is this item, he's going to say, it's chicken coop.
The dimensions have to be rolled. If it was 2 inches by 2 inches, then you couldn't call it a sukkah, even though there's stuff on it. The dimensions have to be rolled.
Yeah, a piece of hay on the floor isn't a sukkah. I mean, it has to be, there are certain things which are just a quantitative thing. But he said, there's such a thing as a definition of a sukkah. So a sukkah isn't just, that a sukkah isn't just something which allows practically certain functions to take place therein, but that allowance has to eventuate in the object having the definition of a makom diras adam. And if that's the case, then even if it can have those properties, it could not be defined as that because it could have other properties which, although don't contradict it, but allow for some other definition more so. So if man was defining it, he didn't define it in this other fashion. But you could say that that's not necessary, that if a guy has to define it, it's a sukkah. Practically, it's what a person could call it a sukkah. If you don't want to be so technical about it, it means sukkah means a place which is a person can live in. That's a place a person can live in. It's true, if I had to pull out my book of categories and I had to define it, I'm going to end up giving it a status. A status is a unique identity. But that's what I would still call it, descriptively, you call it a place of zero, you just call it it has another, since it has another thing, you descriptively would call it a chicken coop also. So when it comes to an identity, it's only going to be singular.
So if a Chacham would say that my cardboard box that I turn into a sukkah would be awful? Since if I look at that box, I call it box.
Before? No, there's no structure of cardboard box. There's a structure of chicken coop. That's a structure in man. In man's category, definition of structure. There's a structure called a Lost Time Ago. There's a structure called the cardboard box. The cardboard box is a cardboard box. The guy happens to... No, it's not a structure. It's not a structure. A box is a clay. A box is a clay. A box isn't a structure. Yeah, it's a material, it's a clea, it's not a structure. A structure is a kind of a house. It's a dog, like a dog house, I think is a good example. We don't have chickens, so we don't know what it is. But a dog house.
If
you see a dog house, its definition is a dog house. It's not a definition, you gotta define the thing, its definition is a dog house. I mean, in theory, the idea, you're right, of a dog, a cardboard box wouldn't be. I'm just saying there's no category like that. But if you want to use that to bring out the idea, you're right. In modern terms, maybe a cardboard box. Since people do that in structure,
even you admit that you can't say that a cardboard box would be like a sucker. Do you look at random cardboard boxes sometimes and say that's a dog house?
No, if I see a cardboard box that has top on top of it, I assume it's a sucker.
Yeah, obviously there's a dog in there.
Yeah, I know. I would consider that a sucker.
So would there have one on
it? Apparently not.
And maybe it could have been a little there, but there'd be a little clear. What exactly, just to answer, you could push if you want. You could push with your question.
It's some other clay. It's defined by its use in some other means.
Like,
a dog house.
I'm not sure exactly how to define the answer to that. But he'll say, no.
So a dog house. I put stock on top of a dog house.
And then the definition of some means a place which is really for zero. It doesn't have an identity. Not everything is like a definite, you know what I mean? That's its identity. Sukkah is a descriptive term. Like, it would be like, for instance, if you're saying, it depends, the two ways to talk. I'd say, let's say in baseball, you do is you take a bat and you swing at a ball, So I'd say, well, let's say I have a big log, a piece of wood, which is kind of shaped like a, or a broom. I'd say I take a broom, like they have those broom bats, I take a broom and I say, so is that a bat? It depends. If you're in definition, if you're talking definitively, it's not a bat. The only thing which is a bat is something which is carved in a certain shape and has exactly, you know, has slugger written, Louisville slugger written on it and whatever. That's, in definition, that's, if you want to say, when you're talking, you're using the term in the most literal, you know, in a definitive sense, that's the case. But if you'd say a bat, like when I'm saying take a bat and swing at it, I mean something which has dimensions which allow for it to be used to swing a baseball.
That's an accidental
bat. Yeah, right. Now it happens to be, exactly. Now it happens to be it has like hay coming out of it, so therefore it would be more appropriate to use for sweeping or whatever. That, yeah, that's true. So if you wanted to define it, then you couldn't call it that. But you wouldn't call this a bat. I mean, you wouldn't even descriptively call this a bat because it's not really fanning a baseball. But something is really fanning a baseball, even though it may be more really for something else, you'd call it a bat. So originally when Torah says the sukkah system doesn't mean a structure whose identity, his definition, is a sukkah, then a lostan golem isn't that. A lostan is a really for dira, it sure it is. It has what it takes to be a sukkah, but it has what it takes more to be a lostan golem. So if a person has to define it, he'll say it's a lostan golem. Or just read descriptively. A sukkah means welcome dira. It's a descriptive thing, welcome dira. It has another function also. It could be for chickens, fine, but you're sleeping and you're using it as a sukkah. Because it has a sukkah perfectly. 6x6, it doesn't even have dira. But it does have dira.
We're not defining it as a chicken kubita. We're just not defining it as anything.
Yeah, it's a definition, exactly. Contributor, sukkah isn't a definition. I mean, we don't, you know, not everything is a definition. It's a descriptive thing. It's a descriptive status. Like again, like I say, if you talk, you say, take a baseball bat and that's a thing. It doesn't necessarily mean it. That's the exact thing. I mean, a baseball means it's a functional item. Like you're saying, it's a functional item. Right? It's a functional item. It's not a stat.
It's a bat. It's a bat.
Right. You're right. Right. But it's not its identity. The question is, does it have to be its identity, or is it just an item which has a certain function associated with it? Yeah. Like Max was saying, it's royal deer. Right, Max?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty close.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah. Introduced it as a new, like a little bit of new element, but yeah.
Point out,
right. Yeah. Exactly. Because it has what it takes. Exactly.
Yeah. Something can't have two chains. You can't.
Right. Exactly.
Either one or the other.
And since it has what it takes, it's just that it happens to be it has this other thing that's strong golem. Once you make it a little bigger, the person doesn't make a little strong golem bigger because it's not an efficient way to make a little strong golem. So therefore, once the shame of little strong golem falls away, then it's sukkah because it was sukkah all the time. It was already roy for dira. It just wasn't. So when you make it a little bigger, then it no longer is a model of Losh Tarnagon. So then it's identity. A person doesn't naturally define things as rooster houses. A person naturally defines things in his framework. But if it's the perfect model for a rooster, for a chicken coop, then that's, you know. It could be. I mean, I don't think about more. But it could be that's why it doesn't have to say that reason. Because it is funny, it doesn't say a reason. But the reason, giving a reason, it means that it's a sukkah. So what kind of, what's this external post-cell? Like, what's the post-cell? You know what I mean? What characteristic is it lacking? But if you're saying that it's not a sukkah, that's the only reason which doesn't demand an explanation for the reason. You know what I mean? Because if it's something external, then you have to tell me what external thing it is. But if you don't say anything, it must mean that because it lacks essentially.
So you're assuming that everybody knows that the Zion is Lush Tagon, though. Right? I mean,
well, that's what you say. Yeah. I'm right. Just saying, given this idea, I mean, right. Of course, you have to assume a high level for anything. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of this
one called. Well, yeah, that's true, yeah. But we don't live in these, right. You know what I mean? But if it's a doghouse, you know, you can have an example. But that's, I mean, again,
no.
Explain the Mishnah. The Gemara's not writing for every guy who just happens to, you know. But I'm just saying, if that's the kind of reason, that type of reason, then you could explain why it doesn't have to say it. Because if you don't have a reason, then it must be... If it's some outside thing, you have to tell me. If a pasuk, you saw, you know. But if you think it's not a sukkah, then what are you going to say? It's not a sukkah? It is not a sukkah. It just isn't a sukkah. I mean, it's true it's not a sukkah because it's a little stone of golem, but the punchline is that it's not a sukkah. It's not the golem, it's a pasuk. It's just, it's not a sukkah. It's a different kind of a shear. I mean, it turns out it's a completely different idea in shear. It's not, normally a shear is like it's like a quantitative thing. I mean, here it's just not a sukkah. It's above the thing it's meant to lacking in the shear of a kappa or of a shpela. It's just not a sukkah anymore. It's a different kind of an idea. It's interesting. So fine. So I guess we'll do... any questions? You have a question?
Do you know the lucky case of turning your house into a sukkah? Taking off the roof and putting on tzara?
Yeah.
shouldn't that be Usher because you'll stay at the house?
It's a Sukkah house. It's just the Aroyan Kevah. Aroyan Kevah is a characteristic of a house. It's a property. It's not a Sukkah. Sukkah is a house. It's a house Aroyan.
It has to be
Aroyan. Yeah,
that
that's a characteristic. I don't know. That's a different type of
thing.
Yeah, and anyways, your walls aren't one of those. It goes by the Sukkah. It all has to be boiled down to the Sukkah. So in the Sukkah, what your walls happen to be made out of doesn't make a difference. So the Sukkah, it's within 20 hours.
I find difficult about this, because I, as you're saying, have always defined Sukkah by Sukkah, but now you're saying that, no.
I'm just saying the Lush Tana Golem is, you have to find just in terms of the Sukkah.
I know,
it's
hour,
the height of a Lush Tana Golem, and it's the size of a Lush Tana Golem.
If you say that the walls are too small, then you can't partake of a Sukkah. That's fine. But now you're saying that if the walls are the proper shear, but if they're too tall, then that
the
won't be enough.
Too high off the ground.
That's the way Lush Tana Golem works. That's what Lush Tana Golem works. The Sukkah, the roof of Lush Tana Golem is 20 hours high. It's just all going to be telescoped into the Sukkah. But the dimensions of the Sukkah are the dimensions of a Lush Tana Golem, and the height is the height of a Lush Tana Golem. So it's all in terms of the Sukkah. You don't have to think that the walls have holes in it. It doesn't say there are chicken coop holes in it. That's not what makes it a chicken coop. Sure, you'll say, what kind of chicken coop is it? Chicken coops always have holes in the walls. That's not a problem, because we're not looking at the walls. The walls aren't the thing. It's based, all based upon the Sukkah, which is the dimension.
Just out of curiosity, if it's 7 mil, it like branches out like that, and the bottom is like 10 by 10 bottom.
That's a question. Well, you have a good answer. I don't know.
Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
That's my question.
Okay.
That's a question anyway. It's a
style
question. Right?
In
any of these
cases. No. I'm just asking like a
general.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. Okay, so who's the next way to go further than Gemara? The next part of the Gemara is very funny. Rashi explains the Gemara. I don't think he's making it up, but it's a very funny Rashi. Which one is it? Name of the extra sukkah, that one. It's a funny kind of... Yeah, the problem, what?
Complicated.
The next Gemara, yeah, it's more complicated. The facts, or does that make sense in the facts? The facts are complicated also. Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Hi.
We done?
We got to leave.
Yeah, thanks. Bye, Matt.
Yeah, you want me to...